Larry H. Miller, in his book Driven, talks about the time that John Stockton, the man who holds the record for the most steals ever in the NBA and the most assists in the NBA, and the second place person's not even close. This person, John Stockton, found that one of the greatest keys to longevity, and by the way, him and Karl Malone had some of the most consistent careers ever in any of sports, nearly 20 years, hardly missing any games at all. John Stockton credits his chiropractor to being one of the keys to longevity. And so when Larry H. Miller needed help towards the end of his life, physically, John Stockton kidnapped him, if you will, and took him in his car so that he could meet his chiropractor and get some needed work done. And that ended up becoming something that perhaps extended Larry H. Miller's life an extra year or so. A chiropractor. So there I was at the gym the other day, getting a massage for free. Well, not really for free, but kind of. You know how if you've had a really good massage and it just feels amazing, but then you think, wow, that was $50 or $100 or whatever it is for a half hour, an hour. Maybe it's half a body massage or a whole body massage. They're amazing, but they can be a little costly, especially if you realize the benefits and you decide to commit to do it regularly. So I was getting a massage on one of those cool massage chairs. You know, the ones that cost $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. I think some of the hydro ones I've heard between $10,000 to $20,000. Well, I don't have one of those chairs, and I'm not a big fan of encouraging people to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to replace thousands of dollars from a massage therapist. So there I was at the gym, though. You know, a gym that costs $20, $22 a month. A business pays for it, one of the businesses I've started. And so I'm paying, let's say it's $22 a massage session, but it's not, because I'm paying $22 a month for the gym. And I can go to the massage chair as often as I'd like for as long as I'd like. You see, at the gym I go to, there's 5 chairs. And before I signed up for the gym, I realized that only 1 chair at a time is used, or sometimes none. I asked how long I could go for the massage. Is it 10 minutes? Because that's kind of the standard. Or 20 or 30? They said you can go as long as someone else doesn't need the chair. Well, I took that to mean that I could probably go 30 minutes at a time. So that's what I've done. 20, 30 minute massages once, twice, 3 times a week. And it costs me nothing because it's part of my gym membership, which is paid for my business. How about that? Well, it got me thinking. Here it is, a new year. What could you get for free? If you want to put a sauna in your house, that's awesome. I had an opportunity to see where saunas were invented and where they are most populous in the world, in Finland, per person. There's so many saunas, it's amazing. And guess what? If you buy one, it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, depending if you get an infrared one or what kind that you want in your home. And it could be amazing, but paying a few $1,000 for a sauna sounds pretty pricey as well, not to mention the monthly cost of heating it, maybe $30, $40 a month. Or you could even do that with a hot tub. Pay a few $1,000 and then have to spend money every month nursing the bill for that device that you got. Well, here's the kicker. My gym also has a sauna in it, and it has a hot tub. A good friend of mine bought a hot tub, got a great deal on it, paid a few thousand, but over the years ended up being more every, well, if you factor in all the months and all the years he had it, the monthly cost ended up being more than what he paid for it. Kind of like getting an RV, kind of like getting a boat. These are things that can cost a few thousand and then a few hundred or a few thousand a year to upkeep. Why not just rent them when you need them? Or in this case, with a gym, now I have a hot tub, a sauna, a massage chair. Oh, and an indoor pool. It's only about 50 yards or so, 3 lanes, but I've noticed also that it's rarely used and I can use it anytime I want. What about machines, weight machines? Of course, you could buy your own 150, 200 machines to get the full body workout that you want, whenever you want, on different machines and have the variety that keeps your motivation throughout the year. That'd probably just be a few $100,000, or maybe just $150,000 or so. Are you getting the point? Sometimes paying a few bucks a month and having your business take care of it, wow, that can be like having hundreds of thousands of dollars. Me personally, if I put in a pool for 30, 40, 50 grand and bought a chair for 5 to 10 grand for massages, or hired a personal massage therapist, and then I grabbed my $5,000 sauna, and then I went ahead and got all the weight machines, and wow, it'd be so much money, right? Here's a classic case. Some people say, well, cut money, cut expense by not even going to the gym. I think that's insane. Yes, you cut an expense. You no longer are taking care of your health and fitness. And so now you have an opportunity to get sick, lazy, fat, perhaps. And how much will that cost? Sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense to cut out things so that we can quote unquote save, when in reality, what we're doing was we're being so miserly and so silly, inane, that we end up costing a lot more money. Why not invest? I've done this for several years, a few different gyms. I've skipped around, tried different ones, probably tried 4 or 5 gyms. Matter of fact, since I moved to Utah 30 years ago, I think I've been to about 7 different gyms, just ballparking a little bit. Some have been amazing, some not so. You get to meet new people. You get to make sure that your spirit thrives as your body is a little bit more controlled. You get to do something that I was talking to a friend about the other day. Instead of rehabbing your body, which is important, especially if there's an injury, you prehab it. You're prehabilitating your body. You're conditioning it. The goal isn't to see if you can bench 280. The goal isn't to see if you can jump 48 inches in the air on your vertical. Although those things might help you as you're getting your goals. But really what the goal is this. The goal is to stretch yourself, to try new things. The goal is to become better. The goal is to train your muscles so that they're flexible, your joints, so that they're able to move easily. It's, if you ever read the Tom Brady book about what he did to be able to get longevity, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to study whether you like the players or not. Think about why LeBron James has played so long or why Tom Brady has played so long. These players, whether you like their attitude or everything about them or not, that's not the point. The point is, how have they been able to play for 18 years, 20 years, and play at a high, not just a high level, higher than most people ever in their sport? What have they done to take care of their bodies? And how have they done it efficiently? Tom Brady talks about using technology that helps you heal, that all you got to do is put it on and it helps with the healing process. That might be a good investment. Might be a good investment to do what he talks about as far as what you put on your plate. Are you putting, he talks about making sure the majority of your plate is vegetables. And then use the meat portion, if you're going to put meat on there, to be as small as your fist or smaller. And eat it rarely. He talks about avoiding alcohol, wine, beer. He talks about avoiding some of the other things that cause you to get into a funk. Talks about getting adequate sleep. Hey, it's a new year. I hope you're going to take the opportunity to become better this year and do it frugally. Good luck.